all know Vegas, right? The neon, the casinos, the whole spectacle. But what if I told you there's this other side, a vibrant, knowledge-fueled scene designed not for betting chips, but for, flexing brain cells. And during the day, when you think of Vegas, that's probably not the first thing that springs to mind, is it?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a surprising facet of the city. And today's deep dive is all about uncovering exactly that. Our sources, well, they've meticulously scouted out the best Las Vegas bars for daytime trivia. And we're here to go beyond just, listing them. We want to explore the specific environments, the unique
The
vibe.
feel of the place.
Exactly, the hidden gems tailored for, well, intellectual fun and connecting with people in this really unique setting.
Right. So our mission for you listening in is to basically give you the shortcut. We want you to be genuinely well informed about this whole niche scene.
Right.
We'll distill the key takeaways, the important nuggets, help you cut through the noise, and really understand what makes each place special for, a memorable trivia time.
Think of it as your curated guide.
Exact, your guide to conquering Vegas. One question at a time. Let's get into it. Okay, so to kick us off, let's talk about the bustling hotspots, those places that just pulse with competitive energy. And at the top of that list, our sources keep bringing up the D Casino and Hotel. Specifically, it's Long Bar. This place sounds like it just hums, right? With this almost palpable energy, a magnet for trivia fans, and crucially, abundant seating so everyone can actually join in.
Yeah, and what's really insightful about the long bar, from what we're seeing, is how it fosters this intense competition, but it's still really supportive.
Oh, interesting. How does that work?
Well, it sort of proves that even in high-stakes Vegas, intellectual camaraderie can be just as big a draw as the casino floor. The trivia itself, meticulously organized, diverse rounds, pop culture, history, a bit of everything.
Keeps things fresh.
Exactly.
Huh.
And the bar staff, they're apparently key. They really motivate the teams, build that excitement. And yeah, of course, you got your craft beer, signature cocktails to sip on while you battle it out.
That's a fascinating balance competition, but not like cutthroat. But okay, if you're looking for something with a totally different flavor, our deep dive also spotlights the Double Down Saloon, consistently described as a quote, quirky charmer. Famous for its offbeat decor, attracts a real mix of people. How do the sources explain its daytime trivia appeal?
Well, the charm of Double Down, as highlighted, is that trivia there seems to be more than just a game. It's described as this exhilarating experience filled with laughter, friendship.
Ah, so more laid back.
Very much so. A relaxed vibe that somehow works for both the seasoned trivia vets and total newcomers. And what's interesting is their daily specials and drink discounts. They're not just a side note. Our sources suggest they genuinely enhance the whole experience, signaling it's a place to connect and unwind, not just play.
Gotcha. And for folks seeking that quintessential Vegas bar feel, something timeless, the Sand Dollar Lounge keeps coming up as an essential stop. Beyond the friendly staff and inviting atmosphere, what makes it such a staple for daytime trivia?
I think a crucial element here, based on the sources, is the strong sense of community they've built. It apparently has this really loyal following, attracts a diverse mix, novices, experts, everyone in between.
So it's welcoming.
Exactly. That blend fosters this atmosphere of shared enjoyment. Easy to find your group, you know? Plus, you can get some delicious food while you play, and the wide variety of topics keeps everyone engaged, challenged, but engaged.
Okay, so it sounds like each of these top spots really does have its own distinct personality. But beyond those big names, our sources also dig into some unique atmospheres worth a closer look. Let's start with the Crown and Anchor British Pub. Sounds like stepping inside takes you right out of Vegas.
It really does seem to capture that traditional British pub essence. The decor, the staff, and during trivia, you can sip on British beers, eat classic pub food. It really adds to the theme.
Immersive.
Totally. And the pub actively promotes teamwork, friendly rivalry, makes it super easy for newcomers to just jump in.
Right.
It reinforces that community feel we were just talking about.
That sounds fantastic, actually. Very authentic. Then there's PT's Taverns. Our sources highlight these as just incredibly accessible, right? Because there are so many locations across Vegas.
Exactly. It's not just one spot, it's a network. Super easy for trivia fans to find one nearby.
So convenience is key there.
Yeah, and a key takeaway is the practical side. Each PT's has multiple screens for the questions, easy to follow along. The emphasis is really on a laid-back environment, encouraging people to relax, enjoy the company, focus on fun for all skill levels, and of course, good food and drink options to keep you fueled.
Speaking of fuel, for the beer lovers out there, beer zombies. Sounds like they cleverly merged that passion for craft beer with trivia. What's their unique angle?
Beer Zombies definitely offers this distinctly lively vibe, draws a diverse crowd united by good beer and good questions. They have regular trivia nights, often with creative themes, and naturally a huge selection of craft beers.
As you'd expect.
Right. The decor is vibrant, adds to the energy, and the staff seem really enthusiastic, making each night feel like a celebration of knowing stuff.
Okay, now this is where it gets really interesting for me. Bars that build the whole trivia experience around a specific theme. First up, The Nerd. Sounds less like a bar, more like a sanctuary for pop culture geeks. Comics, video games, the whole nine yards.
That's precisely the description. The Nerd is all about immersion. They're themed trivia nights, masterfully crafted. They challenge your knowledge on specific pop culture stuff, classic, contemporary, all of it.
Fun.
And it's not just the questions, the menu, the drinks, all themed. It turns trivia into this full sensory adventure. And that unique approach really gets people talking, connecting over shared fandoms.
Okay, from pop culture to paradise, our sources also mention a tropical escape at the Golden Tiki, palm trees, tiki decor. Mm-hmm. How does trivia work there?
The Golden Tiki sounds like pure escapism.
Yeah.
Super lively atmosphere. Their trivia covers a surprisingly wide range, classic movies, obscure history, all while you're surrounded by tiki gods.
Ah, amazing.
And the tiki cocktails, the food bites, it all complements the experience. It's immersive. The setting itself is part of the fun, adding this layer of thematic richness.
And for a real trip back in time, the Mob Museum's underground speakeasy, Prohibition Era Trivia. That sounds incredibly unique.
It's a fascinating mix, isn't it? Our sources really highlight how it offers this genuine glimpse into the past, challenges your knowledge on history, law enforcement, organized crime.
While you're in a speakeasy.
Exactly. It adds this exciting layer. You're not just answering questions. You're doing it with themed cocktails in a 1920s vibe. It really elevates the whole history meets entertainment thing.
Wow, they've really thought about making these experiences stick. But, you know, a deep dive into trivia isn't complete without talking fuel. Brain fuel. Let's talk food and drink options, starting with the Velveteen Rabbit, noted for exceptional food and cocktails.
Yeah, the Velveteen Rabbit really seems to put a premium on quality. That focus on great dishes, handcrafted cocktails, it significantly enhances the whole ambiance. What's clever is their drink menu often curated to match the trivia themes.
Oh, like a pairing.
Kind of. It provides the perfect complement to the questions, really elevates the whole thing beyond just a game.
Nice touch.
Hmm.
Then there's the bar at Times Square, right in the heart of it all, known for a great menu, energetic atmosphere.
Right. This one's a great example of where tasty food and drinks meet that really electric vibe. The sources point out the lively atmosphere, the enthusiastic crowd. It makes trivia night unforgettable. It's a place that actively promotes friendly competition. Camaraderie flourishes right alongside the spirited play.
Okay. And the Silver Stamp, highlighted for balancing great food and drink with exciting trivia, but in a more relaxed setting, friendly service.
Mm-hmm. They've got a diverse menu, hearty dishes, lots of refreshing drinks, keeps you going for the mental workout. And there's a strong sense of community reported there, too. Trivia nights are well-organized, diverse topics, making them accessible, enjoyable for everyone.
Makes sense. But for many, let's be honest, the ultimate motivation is winning. So, what about the prices? Let's explore the bars known for the best rewards, starting with the English Hotel chic ambiance. Exciting prizes.
Yeah, the English Hotel seems to really stand out for its rewards. We're talking gift cards, exclusive merchandise, stuff that adds this exhilarating layer of motivation.
Right.
The atmosphere itself is stylish, welcoming, but what's really compelling is that the prizes are often tailored to what the participants are actually interested in. Makes the win even sweeter.
Oh, personalized prizes. I like that. And at the Mob Bar, it's all about excitement, competition, ramped up by those prizes.
Definitely. That venue boasts a fun atmosphere amplified by themed events, right? And an electric vibe that really encourages people to compete. Plus, the unique decor, the historical references, it just enriches the whole experience. Winning feels more significant somehow, tied into that setting.
Okay, now for a real if-you-know-you-know spot. The Laundry Room, a speakeasy, whispered about for exclusive trivia, impressive prizes.
Yeah, it sounds like a true hidden gem. An intimate venue caters to a, let's say, discerning crowd. The questions are thoughtfully crafted, designed to really challenge seasoned players.
High-level stuff.
Seems like it. And they have this carefully curated cocktail menu, enhancing the sophisticated feel. Combine that with the allure of winning genuinely fantastic, often unique prizes. Well, it's super enticing for serious trivia lovers seeking something a cut above.
Gotcha. And finally, the Golden Mug built a reputation for just being generous with prizes, attracting the buffs.
That's the word on the street, according to our sources. Prizes often include things like drink vouchers, exclusive merch, things that really motivate people to show up and play. But beyond the rewards, it's got a friendly atmosphere. The trivia nights are designed to be both entertaining and challenging. Keeps people engaged, win or lose.
Okay, so prizes, themes, but sometimes it just comes down to location, location, location. Convenience, where are the most strategically located spots? Let's talk the Griffin. Prime area, rustic decor, friendly vibe.
Yeah, the Griffin offers great accessibility, especially if you want to be near the Strip but not necessarily on it. Trivia events there are well organized, cover diverse topics, all in a comfortable setting with a good, extensive drink menu. Reliable choice if location's a big factor for you.
Makes sense. And downtown, in the vibrant heart of it, the downtown cocktail room. Speakeasy style, sophisticated atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Known for its expertly crafted cocktails. It apparently really transforms into this lively hub during trivia nights. They offer a diverse range of topics, foster a welcoming environment for locals, visitors, everyone. And that central location just makes it super easy for trivia lovers to gather and, you know, dive into the competition.
Okay, wow. We've charted quite the course through Vegas daytime trivia. Now that we've done that, some common questions probably pop up for anyone thinking about jumping in. Our deep dive already kind of answered these, but let's quickly hit those key points just to solidify the trivia roadmap for you. First off, the absolute top bars for trivia, according to the sources.
Okay, consistently pointing to the D. St. Owen Hotel's Long Bar, the Double Down Saloon, and the Sand Dollar Lounge. Those are the perennial top contenders, each with a distinct, really enjoyable vibe.
Got it. Reservations necessary.
Not always strictly required, but definitely a good idea to check ahead, especially for the popular spots or if you have a larger group. They can fill up fast.
Right. Makes sense. Prizes, what can you typically win?
It really varies. Could be gift cards, bar tabs, cool merchandise, drink vouchers, and sometimes even unique experiences, depending on the place.
Okay. And are these nights beginner-friendly, or is it mostly pros?
Oh, absolutely beginner-friendly. The vast majority welcome all skill levels, and many actually encourage solo players to join teams, which is great. Makes it easy to just jump in.
Nice. What time do these daytime events usually kick off?
Well, a lot of trivia nights are early evening, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But a good number of bars do host dedicated daytime events, especially on weekends. So there's flexibility there.
And you go solo.
Yes, definitely. Like I said, many bars encourage solos to join teams. Fantastic way to meet people, actually.
Cool. Themed trivia nights, are those common?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We highlighted places like The Nerd, The Golden Peaky. Lots of bars do themed nights. Pop culture, history, specific movies, you name it.
How do you find the schedules for these places easily?
Best bet.
Tomorrow.
Check the bar's official website, their social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, or look at local Vegas event platforms online. They usually keep schedules pretty up to date.
Okay. What should you bring besides your brain power?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, maybe a pen and paper or just use a notes app on your phone just in case. But honestly, the most important thing, just come ready to have fun. Enjoy the friendly competition.
Perfect. And lastly, age limits. Anything to watch out for there?
It does vary by venue. Many places allow all ages during daytime trivia, which is great. However, some might restrict the evening events to 21+, you know, because of alcohol rules. Always best to check beforehand if that might be an issue for you or your group.
What an incredible deep dive. I mean, the richness, the surprising variety of daytime trivia in Vegas, it's clearly so much more than just a game, isn't it? It's this vibrant social thing, intellectual, really seems like there's a perfect spot for every taste. Really proves there's more to Vegas than just, you know, the gaming floor.
It really does. And this sort of prompts an interesting final thought, maybe, for you, our listener, to mull over as we wrap up. What kind of trivia experience do you truly seek? Is it the pure thrill of the competition that gets you going? Or maybe the unique immersion of a theme? Perhaps it's finding that perfect craft beer to go with the questions. Or just the camaraderie hanging out with friends old and new.
Good questions.
Yeah. Think about how those different elements combine for you. What makes a truly memorable deep dive into fun and knowledge? Maybe it'll even prompt you to plan your next Vegas trip, not just around the lights, but around nailing down a winning daytime trivia session.